chance of showers today. The precipitation probability is around 10%, with winds from the northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. This is CBC Newfoundland.
I ain't looking to compete with you, beat or cheat or mistreat you, simplify you, classify you, deny, defy or crucify you. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you.
I feel good!
Hello again, DXers. Phil Wayne here from the hottest corner of the Buckeye State with another Market Scope, a monthly glimpse at radio stations you've never heard from places you've never been. Now, it's been a couple of years since we were out to Denver, Colorado, last time with Bill Koppelman. This time, another Colorado comrade is here to update us on Denver radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Rocky Mountains. This is Wayne Heinen speaking to you from my DX shack in Aurora, Colorado. And I thought I'd send a little bit of the AM dial into Market Scope so people can hear what the radio is like out here in Denver. I want to kind of start off with my favorite AM station, the one I listen to the most when I'm listening to AM radio. It's KHOW, better known as KHOW locally. Just recently they've done something interesting in that they're now simulcasting, but as opposed to taking a format from FM and simulcasting it on AM, they did the exact opposite. They took their basic AM format, complete with Hal and Charlie, a DJ team that's been around Denver for over 20 years, Don Martin, their Sky Spy traffic reporter, who's been doing it for over 20 years here in the Denver Metro, and they moved them all over onto FM.
The new KHOW, 95.7 FM, 318, Murphy, Houston. Isn't it time for our afternoon coffee break? I thought so. Let's take a little break, and I'll let you know that was Dionne Warwick, Walk On By. And then before that, one that takes you back to my college days, Steely Dan, Do It Again. When life was simpler, we didn't have kids to raise and make all those tough decisions. In fact, I was thinking about that. You'd have to agree, one of the toughest things about being a parent, at least in my case, is having to punish your child for something your parents could never catch you doing. Weather information next on the new KHOW FM.
Going up to the very bottom of the band, a frequency that I don't know if Market Scope is even interested, but it's a rather interesting frequency here in Metro Denver.
Welcome to Cherry Creek State Park. This is WNTZ 394 AM 530, providing information about the facilities available and assisting the visitor in using and enjoying the park.
On 530, we also have our Traveler's Information Station at Stapleton Airport.
From Stapleton International Airport, this is Stapleton Traveler's Radio.
Moving down the dial, we'll go down and take a look at Denver's only remaining three letter call station.
560 AM KLZ Denver.
6 trillion megawatts of pure energy seared my brain.
H.E.B. Rockers, this is your good friend Bullwinkle. When I jam, I listen to Z Rock with Mad Max. So tune it in, crank it up, and rip off the knob.
Woo. Mad Max pounded the competition into submission with a healthy overdose of real rock and roll. Baby! Ow. Crank it up, damn Yankees, and I got me a band.
Well, that's what happened to 56 Country KLZ. The call letter really lent itself to the Z-Rock format, so we ended up being able to keep our three-letter call, even though they went to what I consider to be a rather unlistenable format on either AM or FM or shortwave or utility or wherever they happen to play it. My girlfriend's daughter just loves the stuff, but doesn't that figure for a 19-year-old? Now, as we kind of continue our trip up the band, we'll skip KHOW since we started with them. We'll go up to a station that's in transition, KNUS is the current call letter. They've been, KBXG, KERE, KBPI. They've gone the gamut from album-oriented rock, simulcasting AM and FM with KBPI, to their current format, which is BRN. So we'll just kind of give you a little taste of their ID here. The station is currently being sold, and the new owners are talking about a CNN type of a format with a little bit more local-oriented talk to compete with 85 KOA. But until that's approved, we really don't know what's going to happen. I can imagine they will, however, be keeping their infamous K-News call if they're going to be using a CNN type of feed. So we'll just wander on down the band here, or up the band, to 710, and take a listen to a little ID from KNUS.
If you think you may have insomnia, or if you know someone who may, Dr. Mendelsohn recommends talking with your physician as the first step. I'm James Hill.
You're listening to AM 710, K-News.
K-News. I'm Joe Carlton of the Financial Desk.
Continuing our trip on down the dial, we'll hit one of the suburban, quote-unquote, stations. One of the ones that flip-flopped recently within the last year or so, KRZN. KRZN was trying to compete in the oldies market and was beat out by cool AM and FM. So they've recently gone to a nostalgia format, attempting to compete now with KEZW AM. And they're now at 760 on the dial. Used to was at 1150. There was a flip-flop there between KRZN with a license in Englewood and KJIM with a license in Thornton. And now they have just flip-flopped. KJIM has changed calls to KFRR at this point. So we'll walk on down and give you a little bit of a ID taste or a little bit of a package from KRZN 760.
Available at participating McDonald's. Prices may vary. Tax not included.
Original hits. AM 760.
Mostly what they're playing now is music from the 50s and 60s and somewhat up into the 70s, but the really laid-back type of music. In fact, NRC'er Skip Dabblestein had to send him a tape to get a vary because the songs he heard were more like that, and he called it rock and roll, and they wrote him back and said, no, we don't play rock and roll. But after the tape report, I guess he was able to get a vary. Moving down the dial, or up the dial, to 800, we have another suburban station and one of the few daytimers that we have left in the metro area, KLTT. They're a basically a modern Christian station, and they don't have any jingle packages, just DJs and stuff. They've got a drive time duo, and they subscribe to a metro weather service. And they were having a little contest about cartoons when I happened to be listening, and their phone lines usually aren't too jammed up. So take a little bit of a listen to the contest they were running on cartoons in the metro newspapers.
Call in now.
I'm waiting for him.
You know, here
if you're a Calvin and Hobbes fan, call us right now at 458 KLTT. Even if you're not, give me a call because we need the votes. We're gonna win, John.
The only time that Calvin and Hobbes ever was any good is when he lost his personal gravity. Do you remember when the kid lost his personal gravity? He was walking on the ceiling.
He always loses his personal gravity, and it always goes to his head.
But the big trivia question really is, Gary Larson was, what was he before he became a cartoonist? And then he quit cartooning, and he became something else.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go to the phones real quick. Hello?
To understand the source.
Hello? Boy, that was a wrong phone line.
That's because they were Calvin the Hobbes and Chicken.
Oh, man. Let's check and see.
Farside people are looking at all those phones.
Who's this? Hello.
This is Wayne.
Wayne, what city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aurora.
Aurora. Well, what fan are you of?
Farside.
Oh, no. Hang on just a second. hey, I'm in control of the phone, but you're...
Well, at least I was able to get my vote in. As you can tell, it's kind of a small-town operation, but they have a lot of advertising, and last I heard, they actually do make money. They have a rather loyal audience in the religious community here in the Denver metro area. Moving on down the line to the one that is most often heard throughout the United States, our other three-letter call station in Colorado, News Radio, KOA 85.
I'm John Hadley, KOA traffic up 85.
And John's report brought to you at 542 by Swingletree.
It's spring.
Yes, we will also talk and preview the first round of the NCAA tournament and Colorado's effort against the University of Michigan in the first round of the NIT. All on our next sports talk on News Radio 85, KOA Denver.
543. I neglected to mention this yesterday, and apparently some people were calling.
They program primarily live talk radio, and they're about the only one left here in the Denver metro that has that. We do have KYBG, which is primarily sports talk, and they are, in a way, competing with KYBG. News Radio 85 does have about a two-hour in the morning and two-hour in the evening drive time variety program that with various news features, sports, weather, and traffic reports. And most of the rest of the time, they have all local talk, which is, of course, a little bit different than many of the other stations around the country who are programming your variety of talk net type things. From 8:50, we're going to go up to 9:10, a rather unusual station. Probably all we're going to get here is an ID and maybe a little bit of music. It's KPOF, which stands for the Pillar of Fire. The radio station is owned by a church, and it broadcasts primarily religious shows, conservative religious shows, and plays a variety of classical music in addition to that. They have a very strong signal. They're one of the oldest stations in the Denver metro area, 5 kilowatt non-directional. So we'll take a little tune up to 9:10 for KPOF.
I'm so glad to know that I'm saved. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to know that I'm saved.
Okay. I'm so glad to know that I'm saved. Henry and Hazel Slaughter, finishing up the program today. Thank you for joining me. Ray Rogers is my name, your host on a Thursday afternoon for Drive Time Gospel Music. It's 6 o'clock, KPOF in Denver, 910 on your radio dial, your station for family inspiration. Stay tuned. Chapel of the Air next.
As we move on down, we'll move down to the AM side of KYGO 950, another station that gets out rather well from the Denver metro area. We'll give a listen to their classic country format here in just a second.
Cloudy skies and widely scattered snow flurries tomorrow night, 27. Saturday we'll see a few flurries, but it'll clear out Sunday and we'll have sunshine, 36 for the high Saturday, near 50 for the high on Sunday. With a KYGO AM exclusive Weather Channel forecast, I'm meteorologist Neil Jones.
Currently 33 degrees. Gary Nock here with you. And this afternoon, we gave away over $1,000 in the secret serial number game. You could be the next winner.
Home of the country classics.
Move down to KRKS 990. They just recently, within the past 2 to 3 years, acquired their nighttime operation, and it has a decent signal here on the east side of town. I'm approximately 35 miles from their transmitter, so we'll just kind of tweak on down or tweak on up to 990 and take a listen to KRKS.
I'm Mary Welchel, thanking you for listening today. Join me again tomorrow.
And as you write to Mary at the Christian Working Woman, please mention KRKS. It's time for the KRKS Community Calendar, brought to you several times a day on AM 990. If you'd like to get your church activity, club meeting...
As you can tell, they're a mixture of both tape transcriptions. They have some live local and some taped local, and a lot of community-oriented things like their community calendar.
Wayne, don't move. Don't touch that dial. Don't do anything for 30 days. We'll see you again next month to continue with Denver's AMs. For Market Scope, this is Phil. Oh, I see. John Bowker has arrived for Historical Moments in Radio.
I put a spell on you.
Historical Moments in Radio. A brief look back into the history of this ever-changing industry and hobby. And today, we'll learn a little of some of the stations that have signed on during the months of November over the years. But first, let's go back to 1934 in Newark, New Jersey. I'm going to be quoting from a book given to the public domain by its author, Nightingale Gordon, and printed in 1984, commemorating the 50th anniversary of a station that started in Newark, and then later moved to New York. The book is entitled WNEW, Where the Memory Lingers On. The text begins, "The New York Evening Journal ran the following headline on February 6, 1934. WNEW to defy superstition." And the article went on, "The management of WNEW, the newest of the metropolitan broadcasting plants, has an utter disregard for superstition and will flaunt it to the world by opening WNEW on the evening of February 13, 1934. WNEW will, at its inaugural, throw tradition to the winds and make its bow without any guest stars. The premiere will merely feature its own staff of musicians and other artists in a grand review, so that John Q. Public will be able to gather some notion of the caliber of entertainment plotted out by the owners." Indeed, WNEW took to the airwaves at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, February 13th. The first hour was devoted to a review of radio history with outstanding events dramatized. And then at 9 o'clock, President Franklin Roosevelt pressed a button in his White House study in Washington, which illuminated a golden lamp in the transmitting room in Newark. Following the signal from Washington, soprano Yvonne Dyarl sang the Star-Spangled Banner, and Governor A. Harry Moore of New Jersey delivered an address of welcome. A musical review followed, featuring choruses, mountaineers, harmony groups, and sports announcers. The Killicycle Group with Zoel Parento and the staff orchestra presented a program designed to popularize the 1250 kilocycle wavelength. The new station's broadcast signals radiated from a 424-foot tower near the transmitter. WNEW's transmitter, originally owned by the Columbia Broadcasting System, had been located in Wayne, New Jersey. It was taken apart and reassembled in Carlstadt, New Jersey, by engineer Max Weiner. WNEW operated on a 1250 kilocycle frequency using 2,500 watts daytimes and 1,000 watts at night. Programs emanated from the studios in the Industrial Office Building in Newark and from auxiliary studios at 501 Madison Avenue in New York City. The station was on the air from 7 in the morning until midnight, with the exception of a few hours on Sunday afternoon and Monday evening. WNEW presented a varied program during its first week of operation. In accordance with its announced policy of broadcasting as many sports events as possible, WNEW ran live coverage of the Tilden Vines tennis match in Philadelphia that Friday night, February 16th. On Saturday evening, a program dedicated to the mayor of Newark featured soprano Jackie Tamburel, known as the Little Mona Lisa of the air. A live orchestra performed in the Newark studio with vocalist Teresa Stabile, who later went on to fame as Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol. Kay Reed, former organist at the Roxy Theater, signed on in the early days of WNEW's history and remained house organist for many years. How popular was WNEW in the early years? Well, a newspaper reporter in New York was later to write, "As a young teenager back in the 30s, I remember Martin Block's make-believe ballroom program playing on WNEW on most radios in the building I lived in. People kept their doors open in those days, and the wonderful big band music permeated the air throughout the city." We're going to have to find more time, another time on Historical Moments, to extend our story here on the development of WNEW in New York. Well, over the years, Novembers have proven to be a stellar month for the beginnings of successful new stations. In 1925, for instance, WBAL in Baltimore came on the air for the first time. KRAK in 1926 out in Sacramento. And WSUN with its directional array in November 1st, 1927 signed on the air in St. Petersburg. KABC in Los Angeles in 1929. But in none of those cities was the excitement exceeded by that of Huntsville, Texas, just north of Houston, when KSAM in 1490 on the dial signed on November 3rd, 1938. For Historical Moments, I'm John Bowker.
Wonderful town, wonderful people, places to go, things to see. Hobart, Tasmania, that's my wonderful town. Beautiful homes, schools and churches, entertainment, places to shop. Hobart, Tasmania, that's my wonderful town. Hobart, a center of transportation, business and banking and industry. Hobart, a center of communication, the home of Radio 7HO.
Hobart is great to live in and work in.
A friendly and happy place to be. Hobart, Tasmania, that's my wonderful town. Hobart has the River Derwent.
Hobart has Mount Wellington.
Hobart has the bridge, fountains that flow.
And Hobart has Radio 7HO.
Hobart has colleges and schools.
The State University.
Hobart has the best, but better yet.
Hobart has Radio 7HO.
New York Hope and all the Huon Valley. Channel and Eastern Shore agree. Sandy Bay South and Glen Arquino. Radio 7HO.
Again, DXers on the DX Audio Service. Ken Anischuk in Riverdale, Illinois, with the freshly received today National Hockey League Radio TV Directory. And here are all the radio and TV stations for all the teams. Start out the Boston Bruins on 590 WEEI and the Bruins Radio Network with Bob Wilson and Johnny Busick, and television, Channel 38 WSPK. The Buffalo Sabres on 550 WWGR with Rick Jenneret and Danny Gare. On TV, Channel 29, WUTV, Fox 29 there. And the Calgary Flames next, 660 CFFR with Peter Maher and Doug Barkley. And television, locally, Channels 2 and 7, it says CKKX. All right. Chicago Blackhawks, 780 WBBM with Pat Foley and Dale Talon, and television is Sports Channel Cable only. Detroit Red Wings, 760 WJR with Bruce Martin and Paul Woods, and TV, Channel 50 WKBD. The Edmonton Oilers, 1260 CFRN with Rod Phillips, Gord Garbutt, and Dave Semenko, and television, Channel 5, CBXT and Channel 13 CITV. Hartford Whalers on 1080 WTIC with Chuck Caton and Arnold Dean. Television is Sports Channel Cable only. Los Angeles Kings went to Mexico for their station, the Mighty 690 XETRA with Nick Nixon and Brian Engblom. Television is Channel 5 KTLA. Minnesota North Stars, 1500 KSTP with Al Shaver and Ralph Stranges, and local TV, Channel 9 KMSP. Montreal Canadiens, in French, 690 CBF with Rene Pathier, I believe that is, and in English, CJAD 800 with, let's see, Dick Irvin, Ron Francis, and Steve Shutt. Television, Channel 2, CBFT, 6, CBMT, and 10, CFTM. New Jersey Devils, 770, WABC with Chris Moore and Larry Brooks. Television is Sports Channel Cable only. New York Islanders have a four-station network. 930 WPAT, 1240 WGBB, 1230 WFAS, and 1570 WRHD. Now that makes fun listening when you're going back and forth to 1230 and 40, hear the same game, huh? Okay, and broadcasters are Barry Landers and Bob Nystrom, and television is Sports Channel America only. The New York Rangers also have a radio network, but I find it strange, it says here, that you've got two 50-kilowatt stations in the same market doing the same game. Unless it's a backup for when the New York Knickerbockers are on. That's probably what it is. 660 WFAN will be the main station, and I believe WEVD 1050 will be the backup. It appears to me that way. And WXPS 107.1 is also on the network with broadcasters Marv Albert, Sal Messina, and Howie Rose. And Madison Square Garden Cable Network will do TV. Philadelphia Flyers on 610, All Sports Radio, WIP, and the Flyers Radio Network. Broadcasters Gene Hart and Bobby Taylor. And television, Channel 17, WPHL. Pittsburgh Penguins, 1020 KDKA and the Penguins Radio Network with broadcasters Mike Lange and Paul Steigerwald, and television's a sister station, Channel 2, KDKA and the Penguins TV Network. Simulcast on radio, says. Quebec Nordiques on 1060 CJRP with Alain Crete and Jacques Demers. I don't know French, so I hope I pronounced it right. And the Télévision Quatre Saisons, Channel 2, CFAP-TV. All right, let it go with that. St. Louis Blues, 1120 KMOX, with Bruce Affleck, John Kelly, and Ken Wilson. Television, Channel 11, KPLR. San Jose Sharks are welcomed into the National Hockey League on 910 KNEW. With Dan Rusinowski and Dennis Hull. Says selected home games here. Okay. And TV, Action 36, KICU-TV. Toronto Maple Leafs, 1430, CJCL with Joe Bowen, Ken Daniels, and Bill Waters. Television, Global TV, Channel 6, 22, and 41. Vancouver Canucks, 980. CKNW and the Western Information Network with broadcasters Jim Robson and Tom Larscheid, and TV, BCTV Channel 8 and CHEK Channel 6. The West Washington Capitals have two stations, 600 WCAO in Baltimore and 630 WMAL Washington. Broadcaster is Ron Weber, and television, Channel 20 WDCA with Jeff Rimmer and Craig Laughlin. Winnipeg Jets to finish it off on 580 CKY with Kurt Kyleback, Don Whitman, and Bob Irving. And Channel 7 will be do TV, CKY. Okay, and finally, NBC TV will telecast the 43rd NHL All-Star Game Saturday, January 18th at the Philadelphia Spectrum. Okay, now we get on to the NBA stations. And here is the radio TV lineup that I've extracted from the 1991-92 NBA guide. The Atlanta Hawks, 640 WGST, plus TV 46 WGNX. Boston Celtics, WEEI, plus Channel 25 WFXT. Charlotte Hornets, 1110 WBT, plus TV Channel 18 WCCB. Chicago Bulls on 670 WMAQ and a 15-station network, I've learned, and Channel 9 WGN. Cleveland Cavaliers, 1100, WWE, plus TV 19, WOIO. Dallas Mavericks, 820, WBAP, plus Channel 11, KTVT. Denver Nuggets, 850, KOA, plus Channel 2, KWGN. Detroit Pistons, 950, WWJ, plus Channel 50, WKBD. Golden State Warriors, 680, KNBR, plus two TV outlets, depending on the night, I guess, Channel 5, KPIX, and Channel 39, KICU. Houston Rockets, on one station only, 740 KTRH, they dropped the Spanish station, and TV Channel 20, KTXH. Indiana Pacers, 1260 WNDE, plus Channel 59, WXIN. LA Clippers on 1110, KRLA, plus TV Channel 13, KCOP. LA Lakers on 570, KLAC, plus TV Channel 9, KCAL. Miami Heat has two outlets in English, 560, WQAM, and Spanish, 830, WRFM, plus TV Channel 33, WBFS. Milwaukee Bucks, 620 WTMJ plus Channel 24 WCGV. Minnesota Timberwolves, 1130 KFAN plus two TV stations. Channel 29 KS, Channel 5 KSTP, and Channel 29, I'm not sure if that's KITN or KARE. Anyway, it is Channel 29. New Jersey Nets, 1130 also, WNEW, but their signal gets out better, I'll tell you that. And Channel 9, WWOR. New York Knicks, 660 WFAN, the Madison Square Garden Cable Network. I think when the Rangers are on, the Rangers are going to go to 1050, and the Knicks will stay on 660, since I think the Knicks are the dominant station for basketball. Orlando Magic, 740, WWNZ, plus TV 18, WKCF. Philadelphia 76ers, 610, WIP, and Channel 17, WPHL. And that's another one to figure out. What happens when the Flyers and the 76ers are on the same night? Well, they got to figure that one out, too, who the backup station is, or is it going to be on tape delay, which does happen. The Phoenix Suns, 620, KTAR. And television, Channel 45, KUTP. Portland Trail Blazers, 1190, KEX, plus Channel 6, KOIN. Sacramento Kings, 1530, KFBK, plus Channel 31, KRBK. San Antonio Spurs, 1200, WOAI, plus Channel 12, KSAT. Seattle Supersonics, 950, KJR, plus Channel 5, KING. Utah Jazz, 570, KISN, plus TV 13, KSTU. Washington Bullets, finish it, 1500, WTOP, and Channel 20, WDCA. And that takes care of all our major winter sports here. So I hope you enjoy all the broadcasts. If there's any corrections, send it by postcard to me since my phone is out of order at the moment. Ken O, that's good enough, 13612 Wentworth Avenue, Riverdale, Illinois, 60627. And I'll put it on in future tapes. Other than that, enjoy the broadcasts, and I'll be talking to you again in future issues. And enjoy the holiday season, everyone, and God bless. Who's coming up next, Fred?
Well, I guess it's yours truly, and I'm going to have to start off with a big apology to all our DX Audio Service members due to a problem that we had. I don't know how many people know how we record the Action Line calls, but it's actually recorded on a small answering machine with a micro cassette. And on our last edition, we had a lot of calls that came in, so many that we had to hold them over for this edition. Well, it just so happened between the last issue and this issue is when we started to make our move to the new studios. And I had to transfer some 7,000-plus tapes, both big reel-to-reels and master recordings and equipment and cassettes and everything, over to the other location. Well, somewhere along the line, the tape came up missing, and I'll be darned if I know where it went. I've gone through just about every tape and box trying to compare labels and see if I can find it, but it's nowhere to be found. I'm not sure exactly what happened to it. So if you did call on the Action Line and your muse did not make this edition of the DX Audio Service, please accept my sincerest apology. That was my goof-up. I don't know what ever happened to that, but we shall try to make sure that does not happen again. And speaking of feeling depressed, catchy segue, huh? Were you a little short of cash at convention time and not able to make the National Radio Club convention? Did the kids want the new clothes and the high cost of school books? And, you know, you just could not find a way to make it to convention. Well, don't fret, because our good old buddy, Crazy Ken, Ken Chatterton, is here to save you from the winter humdrums. That's what it says right here on this sheet here, humdrums. Mikey types nice copy. Just for you, 5 hours of the National Radio Club Convention, which was held at Bridgeport, West Virginia this past September. It contains the business meeting, many interviews, some tech talks. You get two C90s, two C60s, high-quality music-grade tapes, and all this fits into a sturdy cassette little album. It's only $9.50. per set. You can order yours today, and if you want, you can order a couple of them, which might be a nice thing for, say, a Christmas gift, which I'll get into that right after this. If you'd like to order this, you can do a couple different ways. You can mail your order to National Radio Club Publications, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. Remember, New York residents must add sales tax. Or you can phone your credit card order to area code 608-423-4159. And if you get the answering machine up there, be prepared to leave your credit card number, the expiration date, and your address if you get the machine. Visa and MasterCards only, please. Wisconsin residents must add sales tax to their order. And by the way, the machine is only listened to by Mike and Sue. So if you get the machine, give them the information. And be sure to say hello to the Motley Crue up in Cambridge, Wisconsin. And something else that kind of ties into this is it's becoming holiday season time, as if we all didn't know, because of the seasons changing. And I'll tell you something, a nice Christmas gift this year would be a subscription of the DX Audio Service. Now, you can do it one of two ways. Either you can give the DX Audio Service to somebody else, or why not treat yourself? I mean, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Treat yourself to a issue of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. You can use the two addresses which I just gave, which is National Radio Club Publications Center, or what you can do is send it up to National Radio Club Headquarters. You have the phone number already from the previous spot announcement, but if you'd like to mail it up there, it's Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And make a nice little gift for somebody or for yourself. And speaking of which, it looks like we have approximately 23 members which need to renew for the next couple months here of the DX Audio Service. You know, I keep forgetting to do this, and I'm gonna make it a New Year's resolution. I'm gonna remember to keep this information right here handy, but I'd like to welcome some new members, two of them from Washington State, Dean and Kevin. One, Dean, you're from Tacoma, and Kevin from Bellevue, Washington. Welcome to the DX Audio Service, and like I said, I'm going to be sure that I mention these things, and maybe I can get Mikey to put on our little roster list here information on who has renewed, so I can also welcome them back into the DX Audio Service. Now, one other thing. I got a whole bunch of paper here to go through with the membership. Crazy Ken, Yes, Crazy Ken. It seems that Mikey put a few too many brews in the boy, and he got a little, well, let's put it this way. He said that he wants me to get rid of a bunch of tapes here that I have. And we've got 90-minute audio cassette. The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We have 90-minute cassettes all up and down the wall here. They're $4 cassettes. They're fantastic audio-grade cassettes. And Ken says that we should sell them. Now, I'm not going to argue with the guy because I know everyone likes cassettes and uses them. But I think he went overboard because check out these prices that he's given us here. $22 for a package of 25 or $42 for a package of 50. And the price includes shipping to one address. That's it. Can you believe that? So Crazy Ken's told me to get rid of some of these tapes here before the end of the year to close out our inventory. And if you'd like to take advantage of the cassettes, there's the information that you can use to get a hold of them. And also, I'd like to let you know about something that Mikey's got going, which is very interesting. And that is the National Radio Club AM Radio Logbook. It's the 1992 edition, not this year's. Next year's, the National Radio Club member price is $16.95 U.S. addressees or $17.95 Canadian addressees. And you can mail your order to National Radio Club Publication Center, or you can contact Mike up at NRC headquarters. That's $16.95 U.S., $17.95 Canadian for the AM radio log. And they've reduced the price for Christmas down 40% on the FM radio log. It's now only $12. That's right, $12 for the NRC FM radio logbook. And this it's a fantastic publication. I'll tell you something right now. If you are into radio and you enjoy listening to radio, and this is not a sales pitch as much as it is a personal recommendation, get yourself the FM radio log and an AM radio log. Get them both and put them in a three-ring binder. That's what I have them. And that is the best information that you can have around. You know, you can go around and buy any particular book or magazine or subscribe to several different publications and get all these bits of information, but you're not going to have as much good information in one spot as these two publications. And they're well worth the price. I picked up a couple of them, and going to give them away for Christmas. That sounds like a nice Christmas gift indeed. And also, finally, the NRC AM radio log, or I'm sorry, the AM radio station map book is on sale. It's now only $8. This is a station map book based on the 1991 AM radio log. And it gives you the locations of all the different radio stations by frequency. Some fantastic items there, just in time for the holiday season, from your friends Mikey and Ken up there in the state of intoxication, or otherwise known as New York State. Now, tell you all about this column that we're going to be putting together for those of you that enjoy trading air checks. It seems we've gotten a lot of letters and cards and messages on the computer concerning some kind of form in which to be able to trade tapes between the membership of the DX Audio Service. Well, we came up with this idea, and I think it's going to work as long as everyone can, kind of follow the rules here and make sure that we don't monopolize too much time on the DX Audio Service for this. What I'd like to do is set the ground rules as, if you have a single cassette with a bunch of materials recorded on them, like, just air checks, it either can be one station or it could be a bunch of stations or a market or whatever, send me a postcard or a small letter. Please make it small. It shouldn't be any longer than 30 seconds in length if you were to read it out loud, okay? And what we'll do is we'll read that information here in a column for air checks. And what you should include is, of course, your name, your address that you want the people to trade with you. And if you want a phone number, that'd be fine. And the information on your air check you should always include would be the station, the announcer, or the name of the morning show or whatever, and the date that it was recorded. That's very important to a lot of people who trade air checks. Those three pieces of information. You can include more, but just make sure those that three pieces of information are on your letter to me here at the audio service. And send it to me, Fred Vobe, V-O-B-B-E, at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie, and that's in Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835, and we'll read it here on the DX Audio Service. This column will be no more than 5 minutes in length, so like again, please don't send more than three or five tapes or something like that. Make sure it's no more than 30 seconds, that way everyone can have a chance to be able to get in on the fun. Now, finally, we have a little contest for the end of the year here on the DX Audio Service, and I think it's going to be rather fun. It kind of rolls into this air check bit, too. What radio station do you think, AM radio station I should preface that by, do you think was the best station in 1991? Okay? Here's how you do your nomination. If you know of a radio station, you feel a station really is the best, all you have to do is record first on your on a small cassette, like a 5 minute cassette, put your name on it, and then put the station's call letters, city license, and then record us some of the programming that you feel makes it a little bit special. What we'll do is then take all your nominations and have it on a future DX audio service, and then we'll all vote and see which station we feel was the best for 1991. The person that submits the station of the year, so to speak, will receive a 1992 Billboard CD, Top Rock and Roll Hits of 1972. And I think we'll also send a letter off to the station and tell them how great they sounded, okay? We'll have future details on it, but right now, get to air checking, and let's nominate a few stations, okay? And that just about wraps it up for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1991. We'll see you in 30 days, and this time we'll hang on to the audio service cassettes. Sorry about that, Chief. 73 and good DX. The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature of the National Radio Club, Incorporated.